Hello friends, my name is Anaya. Today I'm going to tell you a story of the donkey and the stick. Kishkin Marg was a busy road. It connected a number of villages to each other, and many people used it every day. Walking along that road, a group of students discovered a rock which no one had bothered to look at it in many years.
"Look!" they told each other in excitement.
"There's something written on that rock. What can it mean?" They called out to their teacher. When they examined the rock carefully, they found the markings were actually little drawings. One showed a stick and the other a donkey. By now, a large crowd had gathered. Everyone was puzzled. What could these strange drawings mean? They asked, scratching their heads. They decided to ask a wise sage who stayed in the ashrama nearby. They found to their disappointment that the sage had gone to a long pilgrimage. Only his young disciple was there, looking after the cows and calves. They asked the disciple if he could throw some lights on the strange drawings. This young disciple was not very intelligent, but like many foolish people, he loved to pretend to be very clever. He examined the drawing very carefully and minutely. Then he said,
"It is very simple. This is the drawing of a magic stick. The man with the stick is the hero of this place. He died protecting this village centuries back. Each person using this road must worship the rock and make an offering to it. The one who ignores it will become a donkey." The villagers were astonished to hear this strange explanation. But they were devout people, and on that very day, they set up a temple around that rock. And the foolish disciple was the head priest in charge of taking offerings from the passing travelers. Of course, the disciple was happy, though he did not know what the silly drawings meant. He no longer had to run after calves and get kicked by the angry cows in the ashram. He could sit by the rock the whole day, taking offerings from the people and mutter a few mumbo-jumbo prayers. His happiness lasted a few months, till the wise old sage returned to the ashrama. The old sage was annoyed to find his disciple missing and his beloved animals roaming around uncared for. Then he looked into the distance and saw a large crowd gathered by the road. He went to investigate and found his missing disciple there, looking happy and well fed, busy accepting offerings for a rock. The wise old sage walked up to the rock and closely examined the pictures. Without saying a word, he picked up a stout iron rod, and to the astonishment of the gathered crowd, he started moving the rock. Many came forward to help him, and when they moved the rock, they found a pot of gold under it. Then the sage said to the people gathered around him, "The pictures meant you had to move the rock with an iron rod and find the hidden money. If you didn't, you were all like donkeys." The sage further said, "If you had given some thought, you would have recovered this treasure
Many months ago, instead you wasted your time and money offering to this greedy, foolish disciple of mine. The villagers hung their heads in shame. So, my dear friends, the moral of the story is, you should not follow the rituals and the words of others blindly.